Well, we have. I'll tell you what, it would just put near scare you to tell you the different kind of trees that we have.
And I noticed all of them.
I almost know every last one of them. Now, I'll tell you how I remembered so much about this. One of my boys was going to high school over here, and he had to get a great big cardboard and get a little piece of wood of every different kind and
holy smokes.
And put it on that cardboard. And I'll declare, it's been several years ago, and I disremember how many, but I helped him get them. I knew putting near it the name of every tree, see? And it seems to me, if I haven't forgot now, it seemed me like we had 40 different pieces of wood.
Boy.
All there's, you take it to sight on earth, the different wood that we have here in this country.
You know, I can hardly wait till my daughters start going to school and all these things I can learn.
Oh my, I'm telling you, this country in here, here's a powerful, fine country to live in. We, of course, we've never lived much anywhere else, but we've been around a whole lot in California and Washington and Idaho and one place and another, but going from here to California,
pretty dreary.
I hate to go just on account of crossing that layout. I'm not kidding you. I was over what they call, let's see, that desert there.
Death Valley?
Yeah, and we was on over to where I forget the name of it, the different kinds of color in that.
In the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Boy, that's hot.
Woo! I'd say so. But I don't like that part of the country. I enjoy it after I get over around the coast and where they got water, you know, and they water this stuff, and it's a wonderful country. But there's so many people there now that I'll declare you just can't hardly stir them with a stick. We was out there last fall, and we went about 100 miles one Sunday to another town. Left there about sundown or dark, got on the freeway going back, and they're just as thick as they could be, just bumper to bumper, and some old boy lost his spine. He run over it and liked to wreck our car, but we didn't stop, nor nobody else stopped. It just kept rolling.
Yeah?
It just kept rolling. That fella just simply lost his wheel, that is all it
was. My goodness. It used to be that way, too, but they didn't have freeways.
No, my, though, these freeways, I'm telling you, they're a fright. Mom?
You want me to run out and get your mail?
She'll get it. Mom? Mom? Hey!
Do you have that tree here that has great big leaves, has little round balls out on the end of the limbs, and sort of a greenish bark with white places and maybe great big scales on the bark?
Well, do you call that a chinkapin?
I don't know.
Has a burr on it and has nuts on it.
Is a chinkapin a sycamore?
No, sycamore is just a great big old tree, grows around these creeks, you know, and the bark as a rule is slick on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's white.
Uh-huh.
Now, chinkapin, we have lots of chinkapin in this country, just grows wild. And they're just as full of nuts in the fall of the year as can be, you know, little chinkapins.
Is that called a hazelnut?
No, it's a different thing. A hazelnut grows on bushes about so high, but a chinkapin makes trees bigger than these trees here sometimes.
Hmm.
They have a burr, and the little old chinkapins is right inside of this burr.
Uh-huh.
Then we have hickory nuts, we have black walnuts. Those are all just wild, just in the woods.
That's kind of nice. I was surprised to get up there and find all the trees.
Oh, my.
It seemed like Oklahoma to me.
No, it's really good.
You have cherry trees.
Yes, we have.
Native or?
We have what we call a wild cherry, but they're no good for anything that I know of. But